walk, walk, walking in the light. Oh, walk, walk, walking in the light, walking in the light of God. Do we know it? Okay, now let's sing it from our heart. It is a great thing to serve Jesus. It is a great thing to serve Jesus. It is a great thing to serve Jesus. Walking in the light of God. Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk.
Walking in the light.
Oh, walk, 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 walk.
Walking in the light. Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk.
Walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. Hold on, sir. You have been in a place they sang that song before, Sister Dile. You have been. Eh? Who hasn't? Eh? You see, in those days when we sing it with joy in our heart. Because it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Can something rise inside of you this morning? Amen? Amen. To serve Jesus, it is a great thing. To serve Jesus, it is a great thing. To serve Jesus, walking in the light of God. Oh, walk, 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 walk. Walking in the light,
oh walk,
walk, walk,
walk.
Walking in the light,
oh walk,
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 walking in the light, walking in the light of God. It is a great thing
to serve the Lord.
It is a great thing
to serve the Lord.
It is a great thing
to serve the Lord.
Walking in the light of God. Oh,
walk, 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 walk.
Walking in the light.
Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk. Walking in the light.
Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk. Walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. It is a great thing to serve Jesus.
It is a great thing
to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord.
Walking in the light of God.
Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk.
Walking in the light.
Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk.
Walking in the light.
Oh, walk,
walk, walk, walk.
Walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. Tell your neighbor, walk in the light of God.
Walk in the light of God.
Amen?
Amen.
You want to declare that I will walk in the light of God. In 2024, I will walk in the light of God. In this year, I will walk in the light of God. Amen. You know, when you walk in the light, can you stumble? You can't stumble. When there is no light here and it's dark, there is no how much you know you've mastered this, you will trip somehow and you try to adjust yourself again. Right? But when the light is there and you are following the light, you can't fall. So Jesus is the light. When you walk in him in 2024, you will not stumble. When you walk with him in this 2024, the enemy cannot overpower you. May we walk in his light in Jesus' name. Let's be seated. Quickly, I want to continue. Who is this Jesus? Part 2. Who is this Jesus? Part 2. Like I said, we don't have words enough. We can't put them together. Exact word to describe this Jesus. We can't. We can. So that's why on daily basis, we need him to reveal who he is to us from time to time. Amen? The book of John, chapter 1. Book of John, chapter 1. I'm reading verse 1 to 5. Then verse verse 9. Excuse me. John chapter 1. The book of John chapter 1. The book of John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Verse 9. That was the true light, which lightening every man that cometh unto the world. Spirit of God, will you explain yourself to us this morning? Will you remove hindrances and obstacles, all forms of ignorance, all veils? Will you take it away and give us insight to your word? May you give us clear understanding who you are so that we can follow you wholeheartedly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. So Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus Christ is the Savior. Like I said in last Sunday, we can only get a glimpse of his personality as in a mirror. Words of mouth cannot describe him. In Colossians 1:16, it says that all things were made by him and for him. So everything that was created by Jesus Christ. If you are in doubt of that, come and talk to me after. Human knowledge cannot understand him. The Bible says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let's go back to our Bible. In verse 4, in him was what? Life. And the life was the light of men. So anyone outside Jesus is in darkness. The fact that you proclaim to be a child of God does not mean that you are in light. What happens in your life around you dictates, let us know whether you are in light or in darkness. If you are living to enjoy flesh, you are in darkness. If you are living to satisfy your own selfish hand, you are in darkness. But when you are in the light, you want to please Jesus. When you are in the light, when Jesus, the light, is inside of you, you don't want anything to do with darkness. So Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So if anyone is going to live again internally because of what has happened at Eden, because when Adam sinned, life went. Darkness came in. So there is no life, neither is any light. But what? Darkness. And that's why you see people, it's easy for them to hide. When Adam sinned, what did he started? He started to hide himself. He started to complain, to shift blame. And that's what we do today. But when light comes, you don't shift blame on people. When the man of Calvary is inside of you, you won't say, it is my spouse that make me to do that. No. So if anyone is going to live again eternally and be in fellowship with God, you must take in Jesus Christ again. Amen? Before sin, it was the life, it was the light that was dwelling in them. But when sin came, life and light went away. Even though they are still alive, they are not buried. And that's why, so I was listening to somebody the other day, and I thought so much about it. In fact, I feel like not celebrating birthday again, but I'm qualified to. Because what that person said was that, if you are not born again, because he was saying that it is the day of our birthday, our salvation day, we're supposed to be celebrating. So he was trying to make point that we are celebrating the years of Adamic nature if you are not born again. You are celebrating that I'm 50 years old, now I'm 55 in Adamic nature. So the year of salvation is supposed to be celebrated. Yeah, I can't explain it the way it does, but when I listen to it, I say, that's true, but thank God now if I celebrate birthday, I know what I'm celebrating, the life of God in me. Amen? So, beloved brethren, you must take Jesus in again and surrender the Adamic nature that is in you. So when you submit the Adamic nature, that is what it means to be born again. So when you are still carrying Adamic nature, when the Adamic nature is still in charge, dictating and you are following, then you are not saved. Then you are not born again. You can explain it, you can justify it. But the truth is that born again means submitting Adamic nature. And that's what Jesus said in Luke 9:23. That if anyone will follow him, must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow him. So we are talking about the man of Calvary. So Jesus is the light of the world and is the one that gives life, light, life and light to everyone that comes to him. Without him, man is in darkness, groping in darkness. So Jesus Christ is the giver of life. You want to live. You want to enjoy life. You want to have the best of life. You can only get it in Jesus. The life so caught in the world that I'm enjoying life. The enjoying life that you are enjoying, that if Jesus comes today, you are in trouble. So what kind of life is that? Is that enjoyment? If you are not sure that if Jesus appears or you sleep, you don't wake up. You wake up somewhere. Where? Either heaven or hell. No neutral place. So since people thought they can get by, some people thought that they can get what they want other ways. They do not know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to God except by him. Am I right, somebody? John 14:6, right? Let's open there. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, and that's why some people, when you are, if you are not a compromiser, and someone is not following Jesus, and that person and you said that we are going to meet in the same place, then it means that you are not doing something right. It's not the issue of judging people, because Paul said that we should leave all judgment until that day. Right?
But the truth is that if you are not following this Jesus, you and whoever following another route, you can't meet at the same place. Am I right? You are not responding. Huh? Or you are not sure. You are convinced. Two parallel lines. Huh? Those of you do a little bit of mathematics like I. Brother Olumi, they two parallel lines. They cannot meet, no matter what. You draw it, it just keep going straight. Each line just keep going straight. You want to get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So we are saying that who is this Jesus? Jesus is the light. Jesus is life. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is deliverer. Jesus is the way, right? It's the truth. And he is the life. I think I said that earlier. Amen? So whoever turns from the way is what? Is lost. Whosoever turn away from the way is lost. Those of you know 20 East. No, 20 West now. I'm going to South Carolina. And I face 20 West. There are Sunday. I will get there. Except I reroute. Anyone wants to go to heaven, if you are not following Jesus, you better reroute. And we cannot overemphasize it. Being a part of a church does not guarantee you that. Being active in church does not guarantee that. And some people always say that, how do they say it? That the fact that I'm not active in church does not mean that I won't go to heaven. I doubt it too. Because people are in church, they are still struggling with sin. So how can you be outside church that you won't struggle with sin? Huh? And a sinner, can a sinner get there? Mm-mm. No matter how good you are, you pay off. I should tell some people to tell us to let you know how much we are owing here. So you pay it off. Does that put your name in the book of life? Jesus, the deliverer. If you want anything, I say what? Anything from God, you go through Jesus. Whatsoever you need, go from God. Go to who? Jesus. Jesus is the one. It is the only one. It's only the signature that gets things from God. You remember in John chapter 4. Let's open to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Are we there? John chapter 4. You remember the story when Jesus was talking to the woman Samaria. Thank you. In verse 10, he said, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee what? So Jesus is the living water. Can I hear your version, Brother Solomon? Verse 8, John 4, 8, just 4:10. 4:10. Hallelujah. That woman does not know him. That's why she's explaining. She's letting Jesus know. Even when he's talking about Abraham's, Jacob's well, before Abraham was, Jesus has been. So because she didn't know, that's why Jesus said, if you know the gift of God, if you know the person talking to you, if you know the person that is in front of you asking you, and if I will interpret this, Jesus is saying to each and every one of us, if you know me, that matter in your hand is small for me to handle. If you know me, if you understand, if you know my capacity, if you know how powerful I am, if you know the kind of person I am, that situation is nothing to worry about. But because we lack his knowledge of who he is, that's why we carry the burden that we are not supposed to carry. That is why the enemy tried to magnify that it is, there is nobody who is capable of taking care of that matter for you. Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. I said it earlier. Let's quickly look at the scripture in Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, I'm going to read 13 and 14. Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us. Who redeemed us? And who is Christ? Jesus Christ. Amen? He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curses everyone that is hanged on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So if there is any curse upon anyone, maybe even inherited one, it is only Jesus who can remove it. It is only Jesus who can separate you from that curse. Because he has been made a curse for you and for me. So he's a redeemer. He has redeemed you. He has redeemed me from the curse of law. But where a curse is still in operation in one's life, we want to check, do you know Jesus? Jesus is the light of the world. Whoever does not want to walk in darkness must come to Jesus. You want to know how to navigate your way through in this system, in this America, come to Jesus. You want to have the best of the best, come to who? Jesus. You want all struggles to be over. You know how we labor and labor and labor and nothing to show for it? Come to the man of Calvary. You will see that the little effort, he crowns it with effort. He gives you new idea. He make way for you. That course that you are doing that is difficult, come to Jesus. That job that you are doing that is suffering effort, everything from you, your mind, everything, and you have nothing to do but the job and job and job, come to Jesus. Beloved brethren, let this settle in your heart today that Jesus Christ, the giver of life, anywhere else or everywhere else is death. Remember in the book of Hebrews, so I don't quote it wrong, Hebrews chapter 1, so I don't quote it wrong. From 1 to 3 said, God, who at sundry times in the diverse manner spake in the past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in this last day spoken to us by his son.
And who is his son? Jesus Christ.
Whom he had appointed heir of all things. So Jesus is the heir of all things. By whom also we made the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So Jesus has paid the price. Jesus has done all he needed to do. The simple thing is for you and for me to come to him and embrace what he has done. You want a change of lifestyle? Come to Jesus. And since Jesus has been the one that is being spoken to us now, you know, in the time of the prophets, all of them, they tried all they could because God wants to bring men back to him. All the sacrifices of lamb that is blemish, bring it, we sacrifice it, we do that. Jesus did that for you at Calvary. Enoch preached, if you go and read Genesis, I think 11, if I'm right, Enoch, in his own time, people will just come to life, have child, die. But in his own time, he preached the gospel. He preached holiness. He preached righteousness. How many people have you reached out to with the light of Jesus that you carry? Jesus Christ, the express image of God. He has purged our sins. So when he purged sins, any sins that is full like this at this page, anytime you come to him for cleansing, his blood cleanses it and make it white as snow. So Jesus is the one who makes things happen effortlessly. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is the only one that makes things happen effortlessly. Let me give you time to say it. Effortlessly, without no effort. It's only Jesus that can make that happen. Who is this Jesus? You remember that when it was Mary and Joseph, thank you. When Mary was pregnant of him, they were living in Nazareth. If you remember the scripture, the prophecy for him, where will he be born? You don't know Bible? Thank you. You are not sure where your Jesus was born? That was the prophecy that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. I don't have time to go over those scriptures again. Go and search your Bible. But they were living in Nazareth. Is Nazareth and Bethlehem the same place? But because of the word of God to come to pass, because no iota of his word will go unfulfilled, he now touched one man. What was his name? Not Herod. Okay, let me help you out. Caesar Augustus. And that was the first time they would do census. He's tearing up that everybody must go back to their city. That's how Mary was born. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. So what are we talking about? Because if you know this Jesus, every of his promise for your life will come to pass. A better amen if you believe it. No matter what he has said concerning you, if you come to him, he will bring it to life. It will steer up somebody's mind and begin to work on your behalf. I've seen somebody that came to this America. God just raised somebody for no reason and started monitoring their life. And started monitoring their life. Monitoring for good news. Monitoring their life. And this person bought ticket for that person to come to America when they gave the person visa. They have never met eye to eye. Who can do that? Huh? Only Jesus. Only what? Jesus. So who is this Jesus? This man of Calvary is the one that brings to pass everything he has said concerning you. Who is this Jesus? He is the one who went to Calvary and died on your behalf, even when you are still unbeliever. And that is that's why that song says, what's the song now, Holy Spirit? He lost me, I cannot say why. He lost me, I cannot say why. On Calvary tree, he suffered for me. He lost me, I cannot say why. Why is it you that he rescued from hell? Why is it you that he said, come out of darkness to light? Because he first loved you. Will you embrace the love that Jesus has made available? And stop running from pillar to post. And stop wasting time. And stop doing things in your own way. And stop doing things in the way that pleases you. I'm talking about, who is this Jesus? You know, when he was, when he appeared on the sea, when he was walking on the sea, Matthew 8, open quickly, Matthew 8, open quickly, beloved brethren. Matthew 8. Matthew 8. Let me read verse 23 a little bit downward. And when he was entered into a ship, okay, that's not the one, but let's read this one. His disciple followed him. And behold, what happened? There rose a great tempest in the sea, in so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great. But the men was what? They marveled. They wondered. I thought they knew him. That's why they went to wake him up. I said, Jesus, see what is going on here. Many a times you call on Jesus, but you don't know what he can do. Huh? Isn't it? They went to him. They were the one went to call and call him. As if that they know him. As if that they have the understanding of what he can do. But when he did it, they marveled. No matter the level of your faith, he will do miracle for you. Once you call upon him. So they marveled that how can wind, storm, obey him. Who created the wind? Huh? If you remember that the Bible said that Even everything, the principalities, were made for him, by him. Even though he allows them to operate, he still have authority over them to put them to stop whenever. So the good news is that marvel not. Amen? Jesus is in the boat with you. In this 2024, if you will embrace what he has done at Calvary, all the years that the enemies and conquerors has eaten, he will restore them to you. You will pursue and overtake because you carry someone. Where was it in the Bible that somebody run and he outrun the horse? Elijah. How did he do that? Effortlessly. It's because of who he carried. And I want to tell you, if you will allow Jesus to take charge, to take control this 2024, your story will change. People will know that there is something that has happened to you. There is a song. I don't know if you can help me find that song. I don't know the song very well. Maybe someone will be able to help me out with that song, More About Jesus. I don't know it very well, but I know the chorus very well. So if we can't sing the whole thing, we can sing the chorus. More about Jesus, more of him who died for me, more of his saving to know. Thank you, ma. So who knows that song? You know it. Okay, thank you. Let's be on our feet. We are going to sing that song, then we are going to pray. Amen? Everyone receive strength and grace. Amen. More of. Okay, that's the chorus. Is it? No, give us the first answer. That's the first answer. Okay. Can you help me out, ma'am? Okay.
Please, let's start with the chorus.
Okay, so then we pick it up.
More about Jesus. More about Jesus, more of his saving fullness, more of his love who died for me. More about Jesus, let me learn more of his holy will, discern.
Spirit of God,
my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness. More of his love who died for me.
Now,
more about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More about Jesus. Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own. More of his kingdom shall increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus. More of his
Before we pray, I want you to bring out the stanzas one after the other. More about Jesus would I know. More of his grace to show to others to show. That is, you will show the grace of God to others. Did I interpret it right? Okay. More of his saving fullness to see. Saving fullness see. That is, the saving fullness of God will be seen in you. It will be evidence that indeed Jesus has saved you. You know how some people's salvation is in doubt? Yours will no longer be in doubt. More of his love who died for me. Jesus died for us. So more of loving him. More of experiencing his love in 2024. Stanza 2. More about Jesus, let me learn. In 2024, you will learn more about him. You will know more about him. More of his holy will design. That you will design the will of God for your life. You will design that this is what God wants you to know, to do. You will be able to lay your hand exactly. You will not be beating about the bush any longer. Spirit of God, my teacher. You see that without the Holy Spirit, you are empty. Without the Holy Spirit, head knowledge will be tossing you back and forth. You'll be the game. What is that thing that they do? Gamble. You'll be gambling. And when one walk, you think that it is okay. Where he has a better place is taking you. More about Jesus. Okay, the next one. I'll go back. Sorry. Showing the things of Christ to me. So it's just deeper knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yeah, and you have no choice for this year. Amen? Then the next one. More about Jesus in his... Tell yourself, I will read the word of God this year. I will read my Bible this year. I will take my Bible reading serious this year. Because that is where life is. Amen? Holding communion with my Lord. I'm not talking of Holy Communion now. When you take communion, you are praying. You are there to listen. You are there to hear him. You are there to get more instruction from him. Not the one that makes sense to you. Amen? Making each faithful saying mine. That is, all the promise of God is yours. So I just want us to go before the Lord. Lord, set me in motion for your love. Set me in motion to know you more in this year. Set me in motion to desire knowing you. Take that prayer serious. If you are not sick, be on your feet and pray that prayer. That in 2024, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to know you more. Help me in this 2024 to long more for you. You don't want to live a miserable life in 2024. It's Jesus is the answer. You want every struggle to be over. Jesus is the answer. Like we said earlier, it's not a secret prayer. Pray to God. Jesus, I want to know you more. Jesus, I want to know you more in this year. Jesus, I want to be the best of you in this year. Lord, unfold to me. Give me grace to know you more. Give me grace to seek you. Release grace to my life. It is in the word of God you know Jesus. Tell the Lord to deliver you from all forms of laziness, procrastination. I will read it. Today is 21 now. If you have not started reading your Bible, start from today. When you get back home, start from today. If you have been procrastinating reading the Bible, it's now. This is the time for your life to take shape.
know more about Jesus, knowing more about him, getting closer to him. Lord, in 2024, I want to know you more. Jesus, in 2024, help me to know you more. Help me to spend quality time in your presence. Let nothing else take your place, Lord. Let nothing else take your place, Lord. Let nothing else take your place, oh God. Pray and talk to the Lord that nothing else will take the place of God in your life. You will desire to know Jesus the more. Anking panking is enough. Laziness is enough. Lord, I want to know you. Daddy, I want to know you. Jesus, I want to know you. Let that be your prayer. If you are praying inside your spirit, make sure that is what you are saying. That, Lord, I want to know you more in this year. Lord, I want to seek you more in this year. Lord, I want to have the best of you in this year. Your personality, I want to know more. Who you are, I want to know more. I don't want to be talking about Jesus that does not know me. I want you to know me, Lord. I don't want to be claiming that I am a child of God where I'm far away from you. Lord, draw me nearer. Jesus, draw me close to you. Holy Spirit, in your mercy, draw me nearer. Try the Lord, draw you nearer, to draw you closer. To draw you closer than ever before. When you are closer to God, sin will be far away from you, because it will deposit something inside of you to live about sin. Tell the Lord, talk to him that, Jesus, I want to know you more. Jesus, more about Jesus, more about Savior, more about him who died for you. More of Jesus. Shall we shout that loud? More of Jesus. More of Jesus. More of Jesus. More of Jesus. Father, that's our desire. That we know more of you, oh God. We desire more of you. We have not known you enough. And until you appear, we can't even know you. But the aspect you want to reveal to us, may we embrace it. The part of your personality you want to show to us, maybe we're willing to receive it. May that be longing in our heart for you, O God. Thank you, our Father. We bless and honor you, O God. For in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Shall we quickly sing our song?